This is DJ Doyen. You are listening to the Melanated Hour. How y'all doing tonight? Excuse me.
The Melanated Hour.
Can I finish my introduction before you? So, DJ Manda B has some responsibilities tomorrow morning. So, I bought a few guests. Guests, please, one by one, introduce yourself. Who y'all be?
Where are my headphones?
Isabel, you don't need headphones to speak into the microphone.
That's true.
Okay. Introduce yourself. Let's start with DJ Tones.
Why are we starting with me?
Let's start with DJ Tones. Go ahead.
Hi. I'm Antonia, aka DJ Tones.
Shout out to
my mom, my sister, my brother, everybody.
Hello.
Ew, that's so breathy.
This is Fentola speaking. I'm happy to be here with y'all tonight.
I just answered the phone. Hi, this is Fentola speaking.
I know. Somebody's telemarketer.
Hey, everybody. It's been better. Don't really have anything to say, so.
So.
Pleasure to be here.
Is this my phone?
And this is Isabel. Hello again.
Can you make sure to turn my two on?
My two is on.
It's on.
It's on.
It's yes. On. I can hear you. All
right.
These lovely ladies decided to join me this evening.
And we're here.
What are we discussing today?
I thought we were talking about you know, relationshipy things, dates.
Dates.
First dates. First dates.
First dates.
Every time I'm with y'all, we talking about relationships.
Listen.
Isabel.
Excuse me. Why are you looking at me? I didn't bring that up. That was Pintola's idea.
Nuclear things. Talk about some galaxies.
There's nuclear things to talk about.
Geography.
But we don't really know
geography.
A lot about galaxies.
Name the country.
All right.
That borders Rwanda to the north. Time's up.
Thank you.
That was not the end.
You said let's talk about geography.
I haven't done the
She doesn't know either.
I haven't done the geography of Africa in a long time.
You said Rwanda?
Yeah.
North of Rwanda.
Is it between
It's
either Burundi or it's in between, what is it, Uganda and boom. Something?
Boom. Ding, ding, ding.
She doesn't
is that
know.
True?
I don't know.
Look it up. I don't know if I gave people the wrong
Listen,
answer.
Listen, y'all got telephones, right? Anyways.
Madam.
Y'all are listening to WMFO in Medford.
Telephone.
Make sure y'all tell y'all friends that we on air. Tell them to tune in. You know what I'm saying? We have a great night in store for y'all. So, why don't I get the first track playing?
Oh my goodness.
What's the problem?
Someone stop her. Should I put a...
Yep.
I've never done Facebook Live. Should I do a Facebook Live video?
Oh, yeah.
Let me adjust then.
This is serious. I didn't think it would be all of that.
Oh,
but
I can also not do that.
It's up to y'all.
She wants to be on Facebook.
Yeah, she does. She does.
I feel like I'm going to be nervous. Okay, but anyways, let's get into the first one. I hope y'all enjoy it. Yeah.
World, your eyes are where I'm lost in. Underneath the chandelier, we're dancing all alone. There's no reason to hide what we're feeling inside right now. So baby, let's just turn.
So that was Versace on the Floor by Bruno Mars. Mm-hmm. How did y'all, what did y'all feel like? Do y'all like that song?
No.
I love that song.
I'm not a fan.
It really has to grow on you. And it has.
And it has. Who is calling us?
How do you pick up the phone?
I'm not picking up the phone, so whoever's calling, it, hang up right
no,
now. Amanda is not here. She the only one who know how to use the phone. Wait, pick it up and press the first button.
The first button.
The first button, that's, yeah. Say hello.
Hello? Hello? Ayo says, hey, what's good?
Hi.
Michelle says,
who is it?
Coffee. It's not coffee, Michelle.
is Ice-T.
It's who? Oh, Steven.
Steven's not on the air.
Last time Bryson, I could hear him.
Yeah, I don't know how to do that. Amanda's not here, so.
All right, well,
you know,
Michelle said, how can we call in?
Don't call in. I don't know how to pick it up. Okay, so let's move on to the next one.
There's a question.
Esteban, make it quick.
What's your question?
All right, we don't have time for this.
The question is, how come the song was skipping?
The song was not skipping. Fix your laptop. Okay, you know what? Let's get into the next one.
She's about to cut me off.
Bye.
When we're back, let's dive into some of our conversation.
Okay.
Let's get into it.
Okay, wait. Since I'm not, I gotta hold my hand steady. You know?
Right. Yeah. Hold on. Don't distract me.
All right.
Okay, let me just make this seamless.
Yo, what's going on, people? It's the boy Wonder IJ. And right now, you guys are listening to Deep Focus. Stay low. Hello.
Couldn't tell you a story about this girl where I just meet. She looking fly, yeah, she looking at the boys looking like money right from my head down to my feet. She just smiled at me, I don't really know what it means. Yeah, I'm in a bit of a limbo, but still I will make a move on this young girl.
That was Your Number, Jersey Club Mix. I know y'all not used to that around here in Medford, Somerville.
Oh,
you know, DJ Taj. What y'all think about that?
I liked it a lot.
Yeah?
You know, it was really enjoyable.
Mm-hmm.
Had a lot of different variations of types of African music in there.
Right.
A lot of variation. There were two songs.
There was more than two songs in there.
I heard Best Friend in the background.
There was, right?
Plus, yeah.
Well, there was more than three songs. Well, the point being, it really mixed the different musics together. I loved it. It was fabulous.
So let's get into our topic of the night. We're gonna talk about first dates.
Oh God.
You know, Jesus. Personal experiences.
Would you like to start?
Ideal. No, this is not about me. I'm just the host. This is about y'all.
Wow.
So who wants to take it? Isabel?
Excuse me, why are you looking straight at me?
Membalicious?
Yeah.
You know, I heard that there was this tale that someone had about a first date.
Ooh,
going awry.
I heard that.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Someone in the room.
Yeah, I heard about that. Did that person talking about?
That person's date, didn't they like part or something?
On that note, let's get into the next song. Y'all trying to expose people on the air, on the internet. Not me. Not me. Do y'all no have any requests? Please, Antonia, you can't curse on air.
I'm sorry.
Can she really not?
No.
These rules are really just made up sometimes. Who knows what's real?
I'm pretty sure that's a real rule.
Yeah.
You know? But everyone who is live streaming, make sure you go on WMFO.org. Click listen now. Anyways, what should our next song be? What are we feeling? Membi, request?
Just give me some time to think about
some
it.
Some time?
This is very on the spot.
DJ Tone?
Wait. Let me just go on my playlist right
okay,
quick.
Okay, but Big Frida. Sorry, can't do that. You're not supposed to do that, right?
You're not supposed to say it. No, like, tell me, but don't say it into the microphone.
Why not turn off? You think?
What mic is that?
It's number two.
Okay.
Big Frida has a new Christmas EP, and it's all about music, you know?
Big Frida?
Have you ever heard of that?
Well,
no.
Until then. Fintola.
New Orleans.
Until when?
Until this is resolved, this music thing.
What is it called?
Tell us a little bit about...
But what is it called? Like the name of the song?
About your dating life. A little bit. First dates. Just first dates.
Private information.
Just first date! You know, we're clearly going to have to change the conversation because we can't be out here exposing people. Okay. You know, you need people's permission first. Dang.
Okay, so...
I don't think it's up on YouTube yet. So
how about...
So give me another song.
How y'all feeling about the Weeknd's haircut?
I don't.
It's not clean, but fine.
Too much attention to it because I don't really like him.
Who?
The Weeknd.
Let's get into it. Let me just put that mic back on. What about the Weeknd?
I don't like him.
Why?
You know, he just. Let's talk about his music mainly. All of his we talked about this before. All his music sounds about the same.
So does Fetty's.
Hmm.
Oh, don't comfort Bae.
So does Fetty's.
You might have a lot of haters if you start saying stuff about Fetty.
Listen, I just think all of his music sounds the same.
It does.
But
it's good.
He has a signature voice.
But he also says the same lyrics in all the same songs.
He does.
Can you take that camera from her?
Oh, I like this song. Wait, I forgot that was also him.
Giving it to me.
Never mind. But that's also one song.
He has like one or two or three songs that are different, but the rest of them
sound the same.
All the same.
What is it a problem to have a signature voice?
It's not. So I like Fetty, but then The Weeknd, not so much. Also, me and Fetty are namesakes.
Relax.
I had a first battle. Fetty is not your name.
My nickname. What are you talking about?
All right, I'm cutting.
Fetty Tola.
We don't got.
I have various nicknames. Y'all know this. Come on.
She like leaving on the lights. Damn, shorty say the word, find her in the night. What you like? All I got is time. I'ma spend the right in the hills. I just roll the wall. I just need a light. If it's cool, you can bring a bag. Let you spend the night. I like bullshit. I ain't on that. Catch you right. It's Chanel bags, couple car keys. Shit you like.
Goddamn.
31 views, that's pretty good.
So that was Make You Feel Good by Fetty Wap.
That was a kind of different one by Fetty. Mm-hmm. I'll give him that.
Kind of different.
That was very different.
Don't talk about it.
His songs are only different when he has someone else on the track.
That's a good
If it's by him by himself.
Oh, no. It's the same thing, right?
Yep.
Haters be like. Haters
is a song. Anyway, back to our conversation. Now that we've cut the live feed.
That was only exposing us low key.
It was.
All the behind the scenes, everything.
Low key.
All
the foolishness. Low key.
Listen, that was getting you viewers.
That's true.
People saying, oh, we got the whole squad watching. We got people.
And maybe the
squad unwatched.
Shout out to all y'all who are watching.
Yeah. Y'all just made me look unprofessional.
I'm sorry.
DJ Mandy B, I miss you, girl.
What are you trying to say?
What
do you mean, what am I trying to say?
Amanda's the one who can answer the phone, and everybody was shading her for not being able to answer the phone.
Thank you, Antonio. Fentola's always one step behind.
Not always. Come
Didn't
on
you
now.
Get trained? Why don't you know how to answer?
Yes, but that's a part of having a system. You know, there's some things I know how to do that Amanda don't know how to do, and there's some things Amanda know how to do that I don't know how to do.
Interesting.
We balance each other out. Well, anyways, so back to our conversation.
Which was?
The date, the first date.
Thank you.
Oh, sorry. I mean,
I never really got.
I don't have anything easy that's ever happened.
Ooh, sounds like a story. Please move the mic over to Antonia. Let me get some background music while you get started.
Oh, Lord.
Don't mind
Jesus.
Me. Just speak.
So, this was 2 summers ago. I decided to go on a date with a guy I met off of Twitter.
Twitter. That's new.
And someone I follow was doing this thing called Twinder, and she was like, oh, like, post your picture. Like, she was, like, playing magic for her followers. And then this guy who, like, liked my bio, and then we started talking. And then I don't know if I should be exposing myself. Who's this? And then I found out that he was older than I'm willing to date. And I was like, okay. And then I don't, I should go anyway, blah, blah, blah. But I hadn't really, like, seen what he looked like, which was, like, a stupid mistake. Because his, like, Twitter bio was, his Twitter picture was, like, dark and you can't really make out his face. So there's a museum by my house, and so, like, we were gonna go to the museum and go to the movies. So he shows up to the museum, and I turn around and I see a guy who looks like Al Roker's twin.
No.
And sounded like him too. And I was just like, okay. And then, you know me, like, I'm trying to be nice. I'm like, I can't just walk out on this man. And I'm just like, all right, like, let me just be nice. Like, let me, I could establish, like, a friendship thing. Like, you know, be nice to the man. And so we are in this museum, and then we're supposed to go to the movies. And then all of a sudden, there's a park on the way to the train station. He's like, oh, like, let's take a seat. And I was like, oh, no, we can go. He's like, oh, no, like, let's take a seat. I was like, all right. So we sit and we're talking. And then we get on the train. This is a long story. I don't know if, like,
I'm going to give you, like, 5. We're going to have some increments. You know what I'm saying? But keep going. I'll tell you when to.
Okay. So we're sitting in the park, and then we finally decide to go to the movies. And then the movies that we were originally going to go to, the time, like, didn't work. Like, we weren't going to make it because he wanted to sit in this fucking park. And so we decided to go to the movies.
You cannot curse on air.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
This is WMFO, Freeform, a family radio show.
I'm so sorry.
There
I'm
are
sorry.
Children watching,
I'm
listening.
Sorry, all of the children who should be sleeping that are listening to this show. I'm sorry. And so we got on the train to go to, and one thing that was weird, like, we were talking about things on the train, and then there was one point where he was like, I don't want to corrupt your youth. So it was just like, he, like, knew that I was, like, the thing is, like, he knew my age before I knew his age. Mm-hmm. Because in the, like, picture thing, like that I submitted to the Twinder thing, whatever, like, you put your age with it, and I was either, like, 18 or 19 at the time.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
So that was, like, weird, and that should have been a red flag that I saw from the very fucking beginning. From the very
All right.
Young John, the wicked producer. Mama, you know I like you so. Girl, I choose you. If I'm to lose, girl, I want to lose with you. They say that I'm the girl, I say truth in you. You. She walk on it for me. Do you really care? Show the bomb for me, baby. Shame me in the town. To be sincere, I will do almost anything for you. Anything for you. Shoot for you. Ain't gonna kill, baby, just a bullet wound. Prayed about you last night, you came my way. Yeah, oh, my mama, lie on you. If you buy infinity, would you buy me, oh? When I'm in captivity, would you come for me, oh? Step into the light and let me see your face. See your face. Yeah, cherish you.
Mama by Kiss Daniel. The very fabulous Membalicious has a public service announcement for us.
All right, things about mental health and friends. The support of a friend gives someone dealing with a mental illness a greater chance at recovery. For more information, go to whatadifference.org. Brought to you by the Department of Health and Human Service and the Ad Council. That's all.
You sounded
so like. So what is the ideal date? Like, help me understand. You know, everyone has different expectations. What's yours?
Somebody who's not crazy.
Somebody who's not crazy. But fair.
Has to be respectful.
Can't do the most.
Yes, yes.
Can't do the most.
I feel like it has to be fun, but it has to be like my definition of fun.
Right.
You can't be trying to have me jump out of no planes and think that I'm having a good time.
That's a crazy first date.
That's a lot.
I've heard of that.
For a first date?
Yeah.
That's a lot.
I'm not jumping out of any planes. I'm not in the air at no point in time. I'm not doing extreme exercise.
Take me to a different country.
I'm not climbing anything.
What type of first dates have you heard of?
People go rock climbing. I'm not doing that. I'm afraid of heights. Leave me alone.
So you just want a nice little coffee date.
Okay, I watched this web series on YouTube, and the first date was like a private session with a poetry teacher, and like it was so cute. And they like wrote each other something, but they were like also like longtime friends before. So that's kind of like awkward
That's not where I thought this was going.
You don't know.
Well, you know, any longtime friends of Antonia that's listening, and you know she likes poetry. Take her to a private session with a poetry teacher. She would like that. You wouldn't?
But you just said, Antonia,
what?
Your first
date?
Was your ideal question?
She said no.
Next.
It was cute.
Centola. It was cute for them, but not for you.
It was cute, but I'm a poet. Centola. Neither one of them were poets.
Just move the microphone over.
Don't take my mic.
Okay. Well, Centola, going based on what Antonia said, like, I wouldn't want to end too extravagant. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just extra.
Food must be involved.
No, because I really don't want people to see me eat on the first date. Like, let's be honest, guys. I feel like I'm
but like guys. If you can't rock like with me the way I eat, this but ain't even gonna work.
We can see how we're gonna rock like the second date, like with the food. The first date, like I need to be like cute for the most of the time. You know what I'm saying? You know, it has to be something like not too extravagant, but not too simple either. You have to like hit the nail like right in the middle step.
I feel like so what? So you just said not too much, not too little. So what is in between?
Maybe we can have like coffee, like a snack, but like not like a real meal.
How long are you trying to?
Y'all are impossible.
Yep.
That's why we all here together.
Membalicious. What about you?
I don't know. I really think that like. Flexibility.
She wanna go rock climbing.
Oh, she probably does. Oh, I think I wouldn't mind a hike, but rock climbing is not. Yeah, I think flexibility is really important. Like, if something goes awry, like, example, if a guy came through, picked me up, and then his car low-key breaks down, which has happened, then...
Tell us more.
Right. Tell me more.
So this guy that I met through a friend, actually. He was supposed to come pick me up. We were gonna go get like smoothies or something, and then he comes, he gives me, we go to the bank, right? And then we go back to his car. I thought that his car had all the gas in the world, right? Because he drove out here and you would assume that you'd have gas in your car.
Mistake number one.
Exactly. He didn't.
Don't assume nothing.
He was like, yeah, my friends are taking it out, but we're gonna make it to the gas station. We didn't make it to the gas station. It just stopped in the middle of the road. So we had to push the car to the side, mostly
you
him.
You push?
Hell no. I mean, I tried to help, kind of, but it wasn't.
You tried to help?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I knew him. It was like,
I
feel like it would have been just rude. Anyway, he was like, nah, it's fine. So then we get a cab, go to get like gas in one of those things that, you know, they sell them separately. We had to come all the way back. Some guy had to help us
you
out.
Walk
to
get the thing?
And this is a date.
Yeah. So, you know,
at this point, you didn't just walk away and try to find a cab to go home?
Listen, at that point, I was like, let me see where this goes. Obviously, didn't go anywhere, but it happened.
Wow.
So, don't be prepared. That's just.
Can I, like, just finish my story without any curses?
Yes.
I'll do the quick version. He got super creepy when we were in the movie theater. I'll leave that to people's imagination. And it was just weird, like he always was referencing my age. Like it was just, like after we got out of the movies, he was like, oh, like I can't believe we can't like go for a drink right now. Like my age was like really like pertinent to him, which was like also super weird. And then he tried to like sit down in Central Park afterward, and it was dark and scary. I was like, that's like when I was done. I was like, I'm going home, and like walked away from him. And then blocked him on all forms of life. And I was like, that was a stupid decision. That man was old. I'm learning my lesson.
You lost it a lot longer than I would have. I would have left right when I said
I should have. I should have. And I'm honestly like too nice of a person. Like I put a lot of people's like feelings above like my own. So I was miserable for hours.
Damn.
Was it a good movie?
What movie was it? It was something I wanted to see. It was probably one of the superhero movies.
Mm. Okay.
And it was like an IMAX, and IMAX in New York was low key like $28, so I got that free movie, but like what at what cost? And a jumbo popcorn. Mm. And I was like, which I didn't even want though. I was like, I don't want it. And he was like, oh, live life on the edge. And I was like,
that's living life on the edge.
Live on the edge.
I mean, sitting in Central Park at night apparently is too. So
it was scary. He chose the darkest bench.
Mm-mm. Well, I'm glad you're here to tell the tale.
Thank you. I am too. So is my mama.
Doing it.
On that note, yes.
We're coming back to you after the.
On that note, let's take a musical break. This is a personal, a little bit of a throwback, but always gets me in my feelings.
Oh God,
that means story time.
What are you talking about?
So what was this about? Why did they?
I used to think that I wasn't fine enough, and I used to think that I wasn't wild enough, but I won't waste my time trying to figure out why you playing games. What's this all about? And I can't believe you're hurting me. I met your girl, what a difference. What you see in her, you ain't seen in me. But I guess it was all just make believe. Oh, love, never knew what I was missing. But I knew one sweet start kissing.
Keisha Cole?
Yeah.
My wife loved your music.
Is that right?
Yeah. Tell you what, we just call it all good. You give me your autograph.
Oh, cool. So
Sorry about that.
No
Thank
problem.
You. I appreciate that.
Enjoy your night.
Yeah, you too. Thank you. So tell me what happened.
That was Love by Keisha Cole, the YouTube version, the video. Yes, that's why you heard some dialogue in there. Y'all know, my listeners know that I don't have Spotify Premium. I don't know why I won't press the lyric version. I don't know why that never comes to mind. But yes, that was Love by Keisha Cole.
Did it get you any feelings?
No, it didn't, actually. You know, it's just a...
False promises.
Old Keisha.
Old Keisha, I know.
With the red and the purple. Mm. I mean, the blonde. She had red and blonde hair.
Remember it was cute. I like it.
Her mom was crazy. Her mom was crazy.
I think her mother has a new song out.
Really?
Interesting.
I just find it so interesting that when one person releases a song in a family, the whole family got to release a song.
Everybody trying to get put on.
I know. I was like...
What do you mean who I'm trying to refer to?
So who you really trying to refer to? Seems like you're throwing shit at some of the artists, but I'm not quite sure.
I'm not quite sure either. I was just talking about... Well, are we ready to get into the next one?
Mm-hmm.
Any questions, comments, concerns? Opinions?
Well,
sobre qué?
I think you should get Spotify.
Listen to me.
Premium.
I had Spotify, and it would be worse than this. I would press play, and you know, Spotify doesn't warn you before it plays a commercial.
That's why I would press play. Premium here.
I don't want premium. I'm not feeding in these capitalistic. It's free on YouTube.
Which can
unless
you
are living
ads.
In the wilderness somewhere, you are feeding into capitalism.
You know, but I am going, whenever I can be consciously aware of it, I'm going to try my best to...
You are not consciously aware when you're buying clothes?
Avoid it. You know, I tried to buy from black brands.
You're lying.
Where's your sweater
that was
from?
A stretch.
It ain't black by us.
Listeners, I'm looking at Antonia and I'm blinking slowly because I'm trying to understand why. Anyways, let's get into the next one. I think this one.
Nike.
Antonia, are you done? Antonia, are you done?
Case in point.
Are you done? Isabel, you've been a little quiet today on the show. How are you?
I'm good.
What are your thoughts?
I mean, anytime we talk about love or relationships, I always get my feelings. So here I am. Just,
come on.
You know.
Talk to us, girl. Talk to
sick
us.
It is.
Talk to us.
Let me know. I don't want to inconvenience anyone.
No,
Antonia.
You know Antonia never happy. She don't smile. Come on. Go ahead, Isabel. Just you and me.
Talking about what?
Let's get into the next song. Okay, actually, Isabel, this is a song that's for you. Okay, I'm gonna dedicate this one to you.
Is this? Do I know this song?
I don't know.
You know I love music, and every time I hear something hot, it makes me wanna move. It makes me wanna have fun. But it's something about this joint right here. This joint right here. It makes me wanna. This thing called love get away from you. Feel free right now, go do what you wanna do. Can't let nobody take it away from you, from me, from we. No time for moping around, are you kidding? And no time for negative vibes, cause I'm winning. It's been a long week, I put in my heart in.
keep your head up high in yourself. Believe in you, believe in me. Having a good time, I'm not complaining. And I'ma still wear a smile if it's raining. When I'm walking past the mirror, ain't worried about doing what you're gonna do. I'm a lady, so I must stay classy. Gotta keep it high, keep it together if I want to get better. See, I won't change my life. My life's just fine.
Just Fine by Mary J. Blige. I dedicated that song to Isabel, and she didn't even know why I dedicated it to her.
Now I do. Thanks, Doyen.
Aw, you're so cute.
That was sarcastic, Ventola. Anyways, should we get right into the next one?
Yeah, if you have it ready.
Yep.
We're ready.
I'm sorry, guests, can you guys get off your phone?
I'm sorry, I was receiving a text message.
Alright, told you I'm done.
You won't answer our questions?
What questions? You want me to share my terrible experience on a date?
No, what's your ideal date?
No one shared their ideal date.
Oh my days. You said, what do you want in your date?
They showed this.
Nice date for me. I don't know. A surprise flight to
Oh my damn.
Vineyards in Italy.
I'm finished.
Is this date happening on your, like, 10th year wedding anniversary?
What are you talking about? I don't plan on dating broke.
But you want your first date to be to a vineyard.
Listen
on a private jet, but first class. What else you want?
Listen, high expectations. You shoot for the stars, you'll reach the moon.
No. Maybe. What's going to happen? You're going to be
maybe you come crashing
alone forever.
So pessimistic. But
is this what you're looking for in Spain?
I'm not looking for anything in Spain.
Whoa. Why is Lalo coming for me?
Coming for you.
In the name of... Don't say that's a bar. If you know, does not know the lyrics.
Wow. People are just shady.
Wait, how did she hear you singing along?
I don't know.
This, you know, I don't know how I feel about this Facebook Live. I think it exposed us.
I loved it.
It exposed us, okay?
That was a little bit more exposure than I'm used to.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm fine.
You know?
With it,
we were having some, you know, a little bit, some vulgar conversation too.
Not really. Were we?
No.
Anyways, what's the word?
Requested
by Antonia. So if it's terrible, it's not my fault.
Shade.
Hands in the air.
fingers kiss the sky. Smile on my lips, and I don't know why. I think I'm in love. With myself. I'm in love with myself. I'm in love with myself. I'm in love with myself. I'm in love. Kissing on my mirror, staring in my eyes, appreciating every curve, crevice. Smack my thigh, smack it twice. Watch it jiggle. You a bad bitch. Cream filling in the middle. I'm a very picky girl. And yes, you can call me mama. I got an A in self-esteem. So save the drama for Obama. Presidential in my stature, statuesque and big as hell. You in love with what you do, then leave them thirsty by the well. If they talking about you little, you they entertain. Reading you your rights, just make it rain, but they gon' rain. It's raining, it's boring. Men and they're boring, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, he made men so they can please us. These years been searching for something that would complete me. Who knew that it would be me? I think I'm in love. I think I'm in love. I think I'm in love. Okay, this verse is about my best friend, bad as she can be. The only one that's on her level happened to be me. She'll give you a sprinkle to them flounders by them feeding. But wean them as quick as she get that peening. Just like a queen can. After dinner, I like that. Thirsty like he in the desert. What's worse? Give it to him or get my out. Think I'm running. Cause I cut print. This scene is done. Nice to know you're also nice to know. Level, son. You on level one. I'm like ding, ding, ding. Y'all are bitch, huh? All my beautiful big black booty girls. Brown paper bag. Fail coke. Afro in the air, love yourself like nobody else cares.
Like my hands in the air, fingers kiss the sky. Smile on my lips, and I don't know why. I think I'm in love.
Like it.
Big booty girls.
That was a good
time. That was In Love by, what's her name?
Lizzo.
Lizzo.
Yeah.
Is it L-I-S-C-O?
L-I-Z-Z-O.
Check her out. She's dope.
Let me look her up.
She sings that song.
Who's calling us? Someone's
baby,
calling
how you
again.
Coconut
oil. Memi is on our answering like service.
The phone to the microphone.
Who is this? Can I put you on air? I don't know.
Who is that? Who is it?
Who is it?
Who is this, please?
Oh, my goodness.
The one button, the other button, and then turn the slider up.
Who is this? Wait,
can you put it on the mic? Put it on the mic.
The phone to the mic.
No, no, no. He's talking about on the board. Wait, who is that? Can they reveal their identity?
You know, hold on.
She said there's something going on top of this.
Hello.
She said hello.
Who is this?
Do you recognize
Adrian,
the voice?
Hang up the phone on. Put the phone on the hook.
Can you?
Anyways.
You said what?
She said Adrian.
He actually knows how to do it, right? He has to
it's
know.
Hard.
How
it's
do
hard.
Put you
it's
on air.
If it was just easy, I could do. And you can't even put him on air anymore because you already picked up the phone that way.
Oh well. All right.
So
you might have to call.
Let's
him.
Get into the next one. This might be our last one, but
We'll see. Okay.
Let's stay forever.
Goodbye.
Actually, let me play a little bit. You know I got that YouTube.
Loki is so rude to me.
Lalo,
is it on the feed that she's...
No, she's texting me this all nonsense.
Oh, this is personal. So someone tried to come for me on Facebook. She gave
a billion in these text messages, too.
Oh, ooh, right. Lalo.
Y'all Lalo just telling...
Just a hater.
Y'all just telling everybody.
Oh, shit.
We're on the mic. Hey, y'all.
You guys know how terrible she is. Pop that
gun, sexy. Do it hands free. Go on and do the mama like you want to. Ooh, I can't resist the way you want me. Then baby, you play me like a banjo. Let me return the favor, do it hands free. If I wind it back, promise to break my bone. I'ma make it snap right back. What the play, I'm gonna call it go long. No way that boy don't hang like that. Always been so freaky, but all that you got to see. There's something about you, honestly, that's got me so sexual. It was so magical about the shit here that we got, and it's so natural. Go on and do it, mama, like you want to. Ooh, I can't resist the way you want me. And baby, you play me like a banjo. Let me return it, baby. And you wanna pop up my leg once. You lie and drive me and I couldn't even get out the door. I'm dipping Hennessy as I slow it down to the floor. It's the most sophisticated love, it's so raw but so hood. How'd you get to know me so well in such a short time? What's good? Baby, when I get ready, you don't need to do that to me. I always been so freaky, but all that you gotta see. There's something about you, honestly, that's got me so sexual. It was so magical about the shit here that we got, and it's so natural. Gonna do it like you want to.
Oh, okay, so whatever you want. All the work, all that. Now we know how to
let me return the favor, do it.
You're not that good at interpreting the meanings of the songs anyway.
What is she doing here? Well, that is all the time we have here tonight for the Melanated Hour. The next group should be coming in soon.
Thank you for having us, Dwayne.
Of course.
Yeah, thanks so much. It was lovely being here.
This is slightly stressful. More stressful than the shows usually are.
What are you trying to say?
I'm saying.
Blaming my video, but it's okay.
But we got thank you to our listeners, and we will see you all next week.
Bye.
Adios.
Ciao.